Oklahoma's original classic hit station. Cool 105.5 is KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha.
Cool 105.5.
Good Saturday, everyone. It's time for
Quarantine Swap Shop.
Oh, my. I was going to say world famous solo American international coast to coast intergalactic swap shop.
That's been quarantined.
Yes, that has been quarantined. You can't leave the galaxy, folks. I'm sorry.
The other beings are upset. We've got a virus.
They can come see us.
That's right.
It's been a while.
And if they have a fever, you can't come. Or a cough.
Oh, my. All right. Let's do some buying and selling and swapping and trading on Swap Shop this morning, shall we?
We shall. But first, I'd like to thank Linex, Duncan Overhead Door of Chickasha, The Grow Shack, Griffith Services, The Gold River Casino, NB Reloading Supplies, Johnson's Commercial Rentals, The Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy, OK Carpet, and that's that.
There you go. Speaking of The Grow Shack, he was listening in last week.
Was he?
Called in after the show and it said, love you guys. Make me laugh. So thanks for tuning in out there at the Grow Shack.
Is it us or is it something else that makes him laugh?
Well, it's a, both.
I'm with him. I love
him. There you go.
He's a good man.
All right. 224-9105 for Swap Shop.
And you're on Swap Shop. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. I am looking for a free in-ground basketball goal. And
then free in-ground what?
Basketball goal.
Oh, basketball goal. Okay.
And then also free standalone GPS.
Okay, hang on just a second. I'm writing notes. And how do we get a hold of you, young lady?
405-320-0210.
Okay, 0210-320. I'm going to start from the beginning. 320-0210.
And then one more thing, I am a man.
You're a man? I'm sorry. You have a great day.
Thanks for calling. All right, 224-9105 for a Swap Shop. And give us, we don't have any mailbag items, right?
No.
None whatsoever.
Not that I saw.
Man, oh man.
But so, we have Coach Gundy's nephew on the phone.
We do? All right. Oh, I think he hung up. Darn it.
Okay.
What did that, Coach Gundy's nephew?
No, remember, I'm a man.
Oh, yeah. I'm 40.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except he's 50 now, right?
Yeah.
There. Man,
yeah.
Oh, man.
With a restaurant quality mullet.
There you go. Speaking of folks at Oklahoma State University, have you heard the news?
No.
That Eddie Sutton is going to be finally inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It is about time.
Man, oh, man. Congratulations to Coach Sutton and the family.
And I would like to bring back Pete Rose to baseball.
Hey, there you go.
You know,
he needs to be in the Hall of Fame.
He does. Mr. Hustle.
All right. 224-9105 for Swap Shop.
And you're on Swap Shop. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes, yeah, Swap Shop this morning. I have for sale one 225-75-16 tire. It's got less than 200 miles on it.
Wow.
Give me a call. 224-5322.
224-5322.
Yes, sir. I want $75 for this tire.
All righty. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. And a longtime listener and user of Swap Shop. Thanks for calling
in. Yes. I want to give a shout out to Richard Greer Van Dyke.
Hello, Richard Greer Van Dyke.
He's up
retired.
He's up in Grove, Oklahoma, mm-hmm. messing with people, bringing back some old memories.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a great story, and since we don't have any phone calls, this is really, it's got an interesting new twist.
Yes, it does.
If you're into the
Joe Exotic
and the, what is it, the Tiger King?
Yes.
The Tiger King Netflix series. We have our own Grady County Tiger King story that our own Guy Huggins was involved in back when he was a Grady County Deputy Sheriff. How many years ago?
August the 20th, 1993. That was a long day.
27 years ago. And for you folks that remember Bob Martin, who was a former owner of Cool 105.5 back in the day, He went out to report on this incident and story out in the Pioneer area up by Lake Birchie.
Right.
Yeah. So give us a recap.
Well,
well, hold that thought because okay. We've got a phone call. That's called a tease, by the way.
A tease.
Hey, Swap Shop, good morning. How can we help you?
I'm looking to buy a chop saw where I can cut some flat arm with, and I'm looking to buy some wheels for a push mower. Then I have a toolbox for sale. I got a Ventura guitar for sale. Got a baby bed, a baby crib, and a baby carrier for sale. Then I have a smoker that's on a two-wheel trailer. My number is 229-9022.
229-9022.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're just looking for the small wheels on the push mower, I guess?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Well, good luck.
Eight of them.
Okay. How many? Eight?
Eight. He's got two lawnmowers fixed.
I guess. Sounds like it.
Yes.
Or a really big one.
Yes.
All right. So let's go back to the Grady County Tiger King story.
Yeah.
So
what happened? We got a call that there was allegedly some exotic animals being mistreated. And we believe that to be true once mm-hmm. we did the investigation.
And this is with the retired Sheriff Ron Taylor.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And retired Game Ranger Gene Pister.
I remember Gene.
And
yep.
Billy Hale. Yeah. He was a retired. And the folks from Ozark Mountain Wildlife Refuge.
Mm-hmm.
So we go out there and lo and behold, a young Deputy Huggins confiscated 7 African lions, 4 tigers, 2 black bears, 3 bobcats, 6 geese, 2 goats, a sheep, a llama, 2 Russian hogs, 1 raccoon, 1 opossum, and a pony.
But no partridge in a pear tree.
No.
Fortunately for the partridge, he got away.
And they all went to live at the Ozark Mountain Wilderness mm-hmm. down by Ardmore.
Okay.
And that was a day, my friend.
How about that?
And we had people down here from the Oklahoma State University Vet School
mm-hmm.
and the Wilderness Park. And, you know, wow. Not many things have scared me in my life, but giving those tigers and lions shots, it kind of puckered me up.
I can imagine. What a great story. 1993.
Yeah, I was young. I could do that back then. Now I'm like, yeah, well, it'll be all right. Hey, you're on Swap Shop.
Yes. I'd like to report Williams Homeland, a price gouging.
All right. We're not going to talk about anything like that on this particular program. If you want to call us back after 9:30, we might be able to talk about that a little bit. But this is a selling and buying and swapping and trading program. So, thanks for calling. We appreciate that. Let's take a short break. More Swap Shop coming right up.
For over 2 decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
Line-X of Chickasha. Highway 62 across from the fairgrounds.
Transmission Exchange is a family-owned business in Chickasha. Been here since 1986. A local company with experienced mechanics who can work on your transmission or replace it. And if replaced, they offer a 50,000-mile or 3-year warranty on most transmissions. If your transmission is slipping or it's been a while since you had it checked or changed fluid, call Transmission Exchange today. They're at 5th and Choctaw downtown, 224-4078. It's the time of the year to get growing. Make preparations now. Got questions? Stop and ask Les or Steph at the Grow Shack Greenhouse and Hydroponics in Chickasha Square Shopping Center next to Tan and Tone. Start growing now with a variety of soils, nutrients, and grow tents, all sizes, and everything else you need. From regular crops to hydroponics and special types of plants, grow your own. See the Grow Shack. 825-3430.
We are back on Swap Shop. Thanks for tuning in. Cloudy skies for the weekend, but not as cold as it was yesterday. Cold and windy.
I'm glad because we have decorated the outside of the Hugaday Inn.
Mm-hmm.
We got the petunias up.
Right.
We got the sweet potatoes vines going.
There you go.
And then we did this mix and match and stuck them all in a pot thing.
Right.
And it turned out better than what I thought it would.
You know, man, you are the champion horticulturist on your block.
Well, I won't say the other people haven't got going. They're okay. Pointing fingers, going, "You're too early. It's gonna die." You know, no, it's not.
Well, but you know what? It's really not too early because you know this is the first Saturday in April, and previous for many many years, our good friends over at Ross True Value would have a plant day on the first Saturday in April. Probably the biggest day ever.
And it's crazy.
And it's crazy. And because of all this coronavirus situation, they decided to not have plant day. Uh-huh. But they are having like a plant week.
Uh-huh.
So they actually started on Wednesday.
Really?
For a week-long plant day sale. So they're trying to limit the population down there. Limit
yeah.
the crowd. Which is going to be pretty difficult anyway.
Yeah.
But great sales back out in the greenhouse
yeah.
and throughout the store. You know, plants and mulch and everything you could possibly want for spring planting.
I've got to get some mulch, mm-hmm. a black-eyed Susan, and one of those bulbs for a giant elephant ear.
We love elephant ears. We used to have a bunch of them. Louise likes elephant ears.
I had them until a hailstorm went through.
Well, that could be a problem.
It was a problem. We're out of the elephant ear business. Hey, you're on Swap Shop. Thanks for calling. Hello.
Let me push the button. You're on Swap Shop. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, George.
Morning. What's up?
Morning.
Hi, this is Davis.
Hey Davis.
I am looking for somebody to teach me how to take my propane hot water tank. I live in a camper.
Uh-huh.
If somebody can teach me how to turn it into an electric, I appreciate it because I don't have the do-re-mi need to get the propane.
Okay.
So, but if somebody can teach me to turn it into electric, that'd be great. 274-3586.
274-3586. All right, good luck.
I don't know about turning propane into electric, but you can, you know, to go from propane to natural gas and back and forth. So you probably can't Google that.
No.
I try. I don't know.
All right. Good luck, Patrick.
All right. Thanks, Davis, for calling. Davis. Swap Shop, good morning to you.
Hey, good to hear you guys.
Homer Hume, what's up?
Yes. Guy?
Yes, sir.
I was living out here back then. And occasionally when we would empty a deep freeze of meats that were a little older for us, we'd take it over and donate to those people.
Yes, yes.
To feed those animals. It took an immense amount of food for those cats. But I didn't mind seeing them go. I used to hear them roaring at night. I didn't mind seeing them go. So I appreciate your effort. I didn't know you did that.
There was a young assistant district attorney at the time that was very helpful, Richard Greer Van Dyke, that also helped with that.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes he just looked at me and went, huh, in the middle of all that. But he helped me get over the hump.
They were fierce sounding that night when they all got to chorusing.
You should have been down there trying to give them shots. They were pretty fierce when you tried to give them a shot.
Tell you what, well, I appreciate you more than I thought.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Homer.
My number.
Go
my
ahead.
Number is 224-6653. And it's a good day for somebody to make some money, so I'll let guys tell them what I need.
We're looking for Griswold cast iron cookware. We're looking for mineral rights, primarily in Caddo and Grady County, but we will entertain all 77 counties. We're looking for silver coins, 1964 and going back 63, 62, 61. We're looking for silver dollars. We're looking for a windmill. It doesn't have to be functional. We want the tower, the fan, and the tail of the windmill. It's for decoration.
It's a distressed windmill.
Yes. We're looking for R.L. Polk directories, primarily from 45 to the mid-50s in Anadarko and Chickasha. And we're looking for unmentionable stuff on Swap Shop.
Well, that's perfect.
Thank
Couldn't
you.
Do any better. You guys have a nice weekend.
You too.
And I'm glad, especially for the show, since we are spending a little more time in the house.
No doubt. A lot of people are. So thanks, Homer. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye, home.
Take care.
Hey, you're on Swap Shop.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to buy a 2 or 2.5 ton central heating air unit. Number 222-8875.
222-8875. And you want a 2.5 to 2 ton AC heating air unit.
Flare system.
Yep. Okay. Good luck to
All
you.
Right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Swap Shop, good morning to you.
Yes, sir. I'm looking to buy a six-string banjo. My number is 229-9022.
229-9022 for a six-string banjo.
That's correct.
All right. Can you play it?
I just hung up on him.
Oh.
I was too quick on the
on
the trigger.
That's all right. Hey, you're on Swap Shop. Thanks for calling.
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
What's up?
Okay, I got a Dodge Grand Caravan. It's a 2010 model. We bought it brand new from the dealership in Oklahoma City. It's got many, many miles on it. It's all highway miles, basically, like a 238,000 miles.
Uh-huh.
The price is $3,500, and that's negotiable.
Uh-huh.
And it's very clean. It runs great, and the number to call is 248-6412. You got it.
All right, thank you.
Open line, so call, and we're going to get you on right after the commercial break here on Swap Shop. We need to hear from NB Reloading Guns and Ammo, Griffith's Auto Service, and Gold River Casino and Lenape Grill.
Hey, it's Lee Roberts from my good friends at Griffith's Auto Service. You know, I have most of the automobile work on my personal vehicle done with Mike Griffith. Trent Rippey is ASE certified. He can perform CPR on your car, truck, or van. You know, the guys at Griffith's Auto Service, they're from Chickasha. They've been around for a long time, and you know them, and you can trust them. Fair, honest prices, and if they can't fix it, nobody can. Griffith's Complete Auto Care on South 4th Street, right next to China Moon.
The Lenape Grill at Gold River Casino serves some of the best food in the area. Flame-broiled burgers, Kitty's Chicken, our famous Indian tacos for just $4.99 on Tuesdays, and Fish Fridays. On Saturday night, join us for our steak special, a 12-ounce ribeye cooked to perfection, loaded baked potato, salad, and a dinner roll for just $13.99. Just 2 miles north of Anadarko on Highway 281, Gold River Casino and Lenape Grill.
If you're into guns, there's someone in town you need to meet. Introducing Brian Dowd at NB Reloading Guns and Ammo, just south of Country Club Road and the Old Eduardo's on the 81 Service Road. Brian sells guns, new and used. He's got ammo and all kinds of accessories, and he specializes in reloading. If accuracy matters, Brian at NB Reloading is your guy. He can handle all your reloading or provide you with the supplies to do it yourself and even show you how.
Available by appointment.
Just get the number from his Facebook, then call and let him know you're coming. Get more bang for your buck. NB Reloading Guns and Ammo.
Hey, we're back on Swap Shop. Love that play on words there. Get more bang for your buck. Yeah.
We ought to get him with that rodeo guy. Pow, pow. That Doc rodeo.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That guy goes pow, pow.
Can't think of his name. Yeah. Pow, pow.
Yeah, he's cool.
Man, oh, man. Hey, we're on Swap Shop, 224-9105. If you want to get on the air this morning. And we wanted to let you know that we still have a number of $10 gift certificates from local restaurants through next week. So be listening to Don and Bruce and Lee,
mm-hmm.
and over on the ranch, listen to Joe, and be listening for your chance to get these $10 gift certificates so we can support our local restaurants who are struggling right now, as you may know. And even though you're going to get a $10 gift certificate, you know, spend that much.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get, you know, that's if you spend 10 bucks, you get two for one there. So we've got certificates to Subway and Sonic and... we've got Jake's Ribs still to give away. We've got BJ's Pizza. And our good friend over at Dairy Queen, Carol,
yeah.
who called yesterday and said that Dairy Queen fed some first responders yesterday. They
good.
Took some Dairy Queen out to the Chickasha Police Department.
Good.
And fed 41 of our law enforcement officers out there. So thank you, Carol, so much for doing that. And they said they'll be doing that later on with some of our other first responders in the area. And she's challenging other restaurants to do the very same thing. So we've got some healthcare workers and police, fire, and mm-hmm. Emergency crews out there that are just, and that hadn't really started yet in Grady County, but we've seen and heard stories all across the state about this epidemic and pandemic thing that's going
on. And don't forget, if you live in our listening area, we have county emergency management.
That's right.
Those folks mm-hmm. are doing the same thing, usually on a volunteer basis. Give them an attaboy.
That's right.
You know, just say, hey, we appreciate what you're doing with this pandemic and, you know, taking off work to go put out a house fire.
Right, that's the county fire department.
Right.
So thank you to Buddy Myers and Perry Wenzel and all those guys. I don't know how many. There's 20 different fire departments across the county.
Yep.
And kudos to those guys for what they do. So I'm glad there's not been a whole lot going on as far as, at least we haven't heard about it, any emergency situations, things like that. Anyway, so very good.
But they're all still making medical calls.
That's right.
And doing what they do.
224-9105, if you'd like to get on Swap Shop this morning. And we had some birthday winners from this week.
Who?
Well, let's see.
Who was on the birthday?
Well, let's see. Scott Taylor. These are donut winners, by the way. Oh. Bruce had some donut winners yesterday. And so all these folks get a dozen donuts from
Yay Scott
Paradise Donuts and a large soft drink. So Scott Taylor. Adrian Gooday was a birthday winner.
Yeah, Adrian.
Versa Nance.
Way to go, Versa.
Let's see. Oren Cox.
Way to go, Oren.
And Vita Morris.
Hey, Vita.
Way to go, Vita. And make sure you share those now. Yeah. And Nina Nye.
Nina Nye. I like that name. Nina, what's your name? Nina Nye.
Nina Nye over at Chickasha Lumber Company. Yeah. So congratulations to those. Also, Lynn Lee. Do you remember Lynn?
I know Lynn.
Did you work
Lee.
With Lynn?
I did.
So he had a birthday this week. And so did Rylan Rivas.
Big one or
the
little
younger.
One? Little
the
right.
Tooth.
We used to call him Deuce.
Deuce?
Instead of... young Rylan
turned Rivas. A half a century.
Did he really?
Old this past Tuesday? Yeah,
he's got some adorable children. I don't know how he got that beautiful wife, but he did.
All right, so happy birthday, Rylan. Hope you had a good one. And by the way, you can call in your birthdays to Bruce.
Yes,
he does that to 8:45 every Monday through Friday. Yep. And if you got somebody you want to wish a happy birthday, give him a ring, or even give him an email.
Yeah, he'll do it.
224-9105 for Swap Shop. We are waiting for your phone calls today. Nothing on the mailbag, which is very, very odd.
So what's going on with the city?
Well, you know, the most recent news from the city of Chickasha is they have extended the closure of the city-owned buildings through next Friday, April the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still working. But if you have business with the city, you've either got to call them or email them. That's the best thing to do. If you got a utility bill, you can either drop it in the drop box behind City Hall, or you can give them a call. They'll take your credit card over the phone. I did that with my water bill last month.
Mm-hmm. Not this past Thursday, but the one before, my oldest grandson passed.
Not last Thursday, but the Thursday before.
Yes, my grandson Thomas Reed South passed.
Our apologies to you and condolences to you.
Thank you.
And your family.
And I've been dealing with the city on the phone, and it has been flawless. Ron Chapman has been helping us, and it's just been incredibly smooth. So don't hesitate to call. They're going to answer the phone. They're going to do what they do.
Right. So some new things regarding the city. Now, they have closed the playgrounds and the basketball courts. Again, they're trying to limit the social distancing and the crowd gathering problems. So, but the parks are open. You can go walk, or if you're a jogger, you can go run around the park a little bit to get some outside exercise and whatever park you want to go to.
Something that we're doing over in our neighborhood on Hillcrest, and Richard Prather and a bunch of those started a little neighborhood association thing just where we are on Facebook together. We're putting teddy bears in our windows. So when moms take their children on walks, they go on bear hunt.
Oh, sweet.
And they have some of these kids are carrying binoculars looking for bears and stuff. Do that. Little kids got to get out. It's safe. It's good for them to walk. Their mom, they're having fun. And
what a neat idea.
So that's a good idea. I was proud of
that. But no lions.
No lions.
Hey, Swap Shop, good morning. How
or
are you?
Or tigers.
Or bears.
Hi. Yeah, I'm looking for a two-person, I think they call it a double recliner.
Mm-hmm.
It could be even a pit group, but at least have a double recliner, preferably some slick covering, leather, whatever. And
microfiber
for that. Sorry.
Microfiber,
pleather,
whatever. Yeah. And also, I'm looking for anyone that has any old down jackets could be torn or worn. I'm making a craft project out of them.
All righty.
If they have any of that, and I am also looking for an older TV converter box and the antenna. has to have a remote, anything that goes with that. And our number is
580-512-5550.
Correct. Thank you.
Have a great day. We'll take one more break. We'll be back to wrap up Swap Shop after a word from Johnson's Commercial Properties, the Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy, and Mike McGill's OK Carpet.
Life is full of ups and downs. Same way with business. There are times you need more office space, while other times call for downsizing. Johnson's Commercial Rentals has office space throughout Chickasha and Grady County and can help you find the perfect space for any situation your business may need. Several properties are move-in ready and vary from 1,000 to 40,000 square feet. Is your business ready to make a move? Your first call should be Johnson's Commercial Rentals, 224-2801. That's 224-2801.
Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy at 2224 West Iowa is a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. And have what the athlete in your family needs to help with the bruises and the scrapes that come with spring sports. Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy does compounding, fills prescriptions. If you have any questions about the coronavirus, the friendly staff are ready to answer those questions and any questions regarding your family's health. Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy with a convenient drive-thru, 224-4851. Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
OK Carpet has hundreds of satisfied customers, and I'm proud to be one of them. Hi, everybody. Joe McIntosh for OK Carpet at 15th and Missouri. Mike installs and services what he sells. Mike has good quality flooring at cash and carry prices. Don't get new flooring before you talk to Mike. Call 222-8971. No pressure, just great flooring. Mike's low overhead makes beautiful floors affordable. Give him a call at 222-8971.
We're back on Swap Shop. We've got a couple of open lines, so Colin, you're going to get right through at 224-9105.
Hey, if you don't have anything you want to sell, you want to give away, call us to tell us something good.
Yeah, we need some good news these days.
Yeah.
So we talked about Eddie Sutton
getting
inducted into the, will be inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Eddie Griffin, many folks may know Eddie Griffin, athletic director for the University of Central Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
He's retiring
really?
In April. The guy spent 50 years in athletics, and he was the UCO wrestling coach for who knows how many years.
And it was a tough program.
And won three national championships in a four-year span, 1979, yep. 1981, and 1982. So congratulations to Coach Griffin.
You're on Swap Shop. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I was trying to find out if anyone has a refrigerator they wanted to sell.
Okay, you need a refrigerator.
Yes, sir.
How much you want to spend?
Oh, I don't know, $150.
All right, how do we get a hold of you?
Get a good one for that, yeah.
Two seven four seven six eight three.
274-7683, and we need a refrigerator, folks. Thank you.
Thank you. Swap Shop, good morning.
You got to come Swap Shop?
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a 55-gallon fish tank for sale. It's just in a tank, and you can reach me at 405-493-2084.
493-2084?
Yes.
And it's just the tank, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate that. Well, that's all the time we have for Swap Shop this
morning. Man, that went fast.
I mean to tell you. Thanks for everybody for calling in.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Hey,
have a great weekend.
Wash your hands.
Please.
Practice a little distancing and take care of each other. Do good work. Hey, I want to thank the Carpet Market, Chickasha Clinic Pharmacy, Johnson's Commercial Rentals, NB Reloading Supplies, Gold River Casino, Griffith Services, The Grow Shack, Duncan Overhead Door of Chickasha, and Line X.
Hey, Bruce, we'll be back with Swap Shop Monday morning at 9 o'clock. In the meantime, have a great weekend. Go see the folks over at Ross True Value, and again, respect the social distancing, please. Thanks,
yes.
Scott. Appreciate
thank,
it.
Thank you, George. I had fun.